Marx takes his utopianism to another place when he begins to talk about alienation. Marx argued that man was social, a social being, but that property alienated man. Then he goes on to argue that therefore common ownership, because it's private property that alienates man, to Marx, so common ownership would allow humans to transcend this alienation and change human nature. A new enrichment of human nature is possible with common ownership. Common ownership would erase the antagonism between individuals. In other words, we should be able to all get along beautifully, have harmony, an end to aggression, and an end to all suffering. Marx goes even further to say that, in fact, man can transcend the estrangement and resolve the dichotomy of the division of self and other. This sounds spiritual, even like Buddhism. We can resolve the dichotomy of the division of self and other. We can overcome all boundaries between us. Marx also spoke about the end of history. He said, "Communism as fully developed naturalism equals humanism. Fully developed humanism equals naturalism. It is the genuine resolution of the conflict between man and nature and between man and man." He said, "The true resolution of the strife between existence and essence, between objectification and self-confirmation, between freedom and necessity, between the individual and the species. Communism is the riddle of history solved, and it knows itself to be the solution." He really wasn't shy of saying that he could solve all the world's problems, and it's very spiritual language. And it also addresses freedom and necessity. In other words, all the questions that libertarianism and every other kind of ideology attempts to solve, he argues, is solved by his version of history, which culminates in communism.